Hey guys, I just thought you probably would like to see this. I am currently playing with the Be My Eyes for Windows. Yep, it is coming from Windows. I'm really excited when this comes to the public and to your nearest Windows platform. And so you can use Be My Eyes. It's everything you expect out of Be My Eyes, and it is beautiful. Definitely going to be used a lot for me on my desktop for many reasons. But I thought, well, why not just show you kind of a glance, a preview of the Be My Eyes for Windows? So I am on my Microsoft Windows 11. I do believe it's going to be running under 10 and 11, so you shouldn't have an issue there. I'm pretty sure it'll run just both of those just fine. I can't see why it wouldn't. And I have the current version of the Be My Eyes. This is currently in beta. But I'm also using Freedom Scientific JAWS. I'm using JAWS for, I'm going to do some comparison with JAWS and Be My Eyes in terms of description. And you'll see and hear the difference between the two. All right, so without further ado, I'm going to go ahead and tap on my Windows key, and that will initiate my search box.
Search box edit. Type in text.
And I'm going to put in Be My Eyes.
B-E-B-M-Y-E-Y-E-S.
And hit enter.
Eyes, enter, Be My Eyes, Be My Eyes. Describe my screen left paren shortcut control plus shift plus K right paren button. To activate, press spacebar.
Now keep in mind what you hear now may differ when the actual public comes out. I can't see a whole lot of changes coming up or being done until the public is out. So I think a lot of the things you hear is what's going to come out as public minus some bugs and et cetera, stuff like that. But the first thing up, so you are able to navigate through this program by using the tab key. There is no menus. There's no alt key. This is kind of a little weird and different how this works, but nonetheless, it gets the jobs done. So as you can hear, the first option up is being able to describe the screen. So how handy is that going to be for some spots you are stuck in an accessible dialogue and trying to figure out what that is? Well, hopefully that'll be able to describe the screen to you. Now, before I do any of the demonstration, I'm just going to kind of step you through all the options that you have or can use when Be My Eyes for Windows. So the first one is describe the screen. As I tab through the different options here, you will hear the following. So let's do a tab here.
Take picture left paren using built-in camera right paren button. To activate, press spacebar.
Probably going to be more ideal for those with webcam and want to point in a certain areas, whatever not, because I have a camera on my laptop. It's pretty solitary, so I don't think I'm going to be using this a whole lot because I can't see myself just kind of moving my laptop around to take pictures. I suppose that could come in handy in some circumstance, but one time's not. I probably won't be using this too much. Let's tab again here.
Describe picture left paren open file explorer right paren button. To activate, press spacebar.
This is no doubt is going to be the core portion. I think a lot of people are going to be using this. It allows you to open up the file explorer and select the photos that you want to describe. So as long as you got images and photos on your laptop or your storage of on your PC, you'll be able to access those files and select it and have it described to you. Let's do a tab again here.
Describe clipboard left paren shortcut control plus shift plus J right paren button. To activate, press spacebar.
I can see this really useful. I do a lot of surfing out there. So if there's a graphic or a photo that's on a page that's not described very well in the alt tags, I suppose I can just highlight that actual photo and just do control C to copy it to the clipboard. And then we can initiate the key, the control shift J, and that will read that photo that's in the clipboard, so I'll send it out to GPT to have it described. So that's pretty cool there. Now, if you hit tab again here, we'll just kind of wrap back around.
Be My AI tab, one of two. To switch pages, press Control plus page down.
You have two tabs here. You have the one is right now that's selecting an active. And if I go to the right here using the right arrow.
Settings tab, two of two. To switch pages, press Control plus page down.
You're going to get to the settings. There's nothing really in the settings to change or anything. That's pretty much for login options. Yep, you'll have to sign in with your Be My Eyes account. That's how you access this. And so once that's done, you are signed in all the time. unless you simply log yourself back out. So if I hit tab again.
Describe my screen left paren shortcut control plus shift plus K right paren button. To activate, press spacebar.
Now, as you hear there, we're back to where we were. If you want to describe the screen, comes in real handy. You have to do control shift K, and that will take a picture of what is on the screen that you want to look at. Otherwise, now you can also do this. If you have the item that you want to have it described for you, if the screen is right behind this pop-up box, which right now there's nothing running other than the desktop itself. So I'm curious what's on the desktop. So if I hit enter here, it'll take a snap of the desktop and then describe it to you. So let's go ahead and hit enter here.
Enter. Be my AI tab. One of two. To switch pages, press control plus page down. Please wait. Be my AI is writing a message ... Question to ask the AI edit. Type in text. The desktop appears to be well - organized with various application shortcuts. There are no unusual parts or visible problems in the image. The background features a scenic view of an old stone castle under a partly cloudy sky, which is visually appealing and does not seem to interfere with the visibility of the icons. If you need assistance with any specific application or have any other questions, feel free to ask.
What's nice is that not only did it automatically read out the description, but it pops you right into the edit box where you can ask additional questions. So at this point, you can type out additional question, hit enter, and it'll do the same thing. It'll describe what you've asked it, and it'll pop you right into the box where you can ask additional question. The consistency is great. This is consistent throughout all the different options I'll be showing you. You'll get the same format, same area. So the learning curve is very minimal, very easy to use for everybody. And if you hit tab here.
Back button. To activate, press spacebar.
You have your back button we can take back to the main section. If you want that describe again, you just do a shift tab, which is going to take you to the additional question, and then shift tab before that. That'll get you the description of the actual photo itself. So if I do that now.
Question to ask the AI edit. Type in text. Chat with Be My AI list box. Your image. One of two. To move to an item, press the arrow keys.
And use the arrow key to go down.
The desktop appears to be well - organized with various.
And then you can hear that description being described to you once again. Now, if I tab here, once again, let's go back to the back button.
Question to ask the AI edit. Back button. To activate, press spacebar.
Hit spacebar.
Space. Be my AI tab. One of two. To switch pages, press control plus page down. Describe my screen left paren shortcut control plus shift plus K right paren button. To activate, press spacebar.
Very nice. So we're back to the button where we just left off. Let's go tab here.
Take picture left paren using built-in camera right paren button. To activate, press spacebar.
This is a very simple process. It's pretty cool how this does it too. I'll go ahead and just do it. I'm curious what it's going to describe since I'm doing a podcast here, or at least I'm doing an audio cast of giving the Be My Eyes a glance here. So let's hit enter here.
Enter. Be My AI tab. One of two. To switch pages, press control plus page down. Take picture button. To activate, press spacebar. Camera on.
So the camera is now set to on, and we have the take a picture button. So if you're ready, go ahead and press enter.
Enter. Camera off. Back button. To activate, press spacebar. Please wait. Be my AI is writing a message ... Question to ask the AI edit. Type in text. The image shows a person sitting in front of a microphone setup. The person is wearing headphones and appears to be speaking or preparing to speak into the microphone. The microphone has a pop filter in front of it. The background shows an open doorway leading to another room, with some clothing or items hanging on the wall. The person is wearing a dark-colored shirt and has light-colored hair. The lighting in the room is moderate, with natural light coming from the doorway.
Very nice description. Wow, even got the coats there hanging up on the door behind me. That's pretty cool. Very well done. I love that. So you got the same scenario as where it described the picture for you. And then if I hit tab here, it'll take you back to the back button, and obviously it puts you right into ask additional question.
Back button. To activate, press spacebar.
Let's hit the spacebar.
Space. Describe my screen left paren shortcut control plus shift plus K right paren button. To activate, press spacebar.
Let's hit tab here a couple times.
Take picture left paren using built-in camera right paren button. Describe picture left paren open file explorer right paren button. To activate, press spacebar.
So here's a big one that we're going to be using quite a bit. I know a lot of people will be using this specific area. So there's a couple ways of doing this. First is this. So if I hit enter on this.
Enter, Be My AI tab, one of two. To switch pages, press Control plus page down, file name colon, open dialog, file name colon edit combo. To set the value, use the arrow keys or type the value, Alt plus N.
As with any Windows default file explorer, you have to shift tab back to the actual folder where you can find the folders and find the photos that you want to describe. So I'm going to go ahead and do that.
Explorer pane, folder layout pane, shell folder view, items view list box, H1 essential underline V1.2.
So I'm already in the directory that I want. I'm going to hit W here.
W. Walt Disney World Animal Kingdom Theme Park left paren Discovery Island Drummers Discovery River Flotillas right paren dots JPG.
So here's a picture that I have from a Animal Kingdom theme park, which is part of Walt Disney World and part of a travelcade. So it's kind of like a parade on the river. So let's go ahead and hit enter on this, and we're going to get the same experience that we've seen before. So let's go ahead and hit enter.
Enter, Be My AI tab, one of two. To switch pages, press Control plus page down. Please wait. Be My AI is writing a message. Dot dot dot. Question to ask the AI edit. Type in text. The image shows a small boat traveling down a narrow, winding river surrounded by lush, green vegetation. The boat is decorated with colorful fabrics and appears to be carrying a group of musicians. The musicians are playing various instruments, and some are wearing hats. The water is calm, with gentle ripples created by the boat's movement. The surrounding area is dense with tropical plants, including large palm fronds and other greenery. The scene has a vibrant and lively atmosphere.
Perfect. Very well done. I love that. And so it was described again. And once again, we're in the box already to ask additional questions. So it makes things so seamless and easy. And if you tab again,
back button to activate, press space bar.
You have your handy dandy back button. So we'll go ahead and do that.
Space. Describe my screen left paren shortcut Control plus Shift plus K right paren button.
So the last one is the clipboard. I'm not going to show you that. I am going to show you the second option, which I think a lot of people will be using as well. So that is going to File Explorer itself. Let's do the reverse and I'll show you what I mean. So I'll hit Windows E here for File Explorer.
Windows E. Thomas-Personal-File Explorer.
So I'm going to hit, I'm going to go to my document folder.
D. Desktop. D. Documents. 3 of 9. Enter. Documents-File Explorer.
So I'm going to go find my download folder that I have in my document.
Downloads. 2.
And enter here.
Enter. Working on it. Dot, dot, dot. Items view multi-select list box.
So we got the same thing. So if I hit W.
W. Walt Disney World Animal Kingdom Theme Park left paren Discovery Island Drummers Discovery River Flotillas right paren dots JPG.
So we got the same picture. So let's do another picture here.
Walt Disney World Port Orleans French Quarters left paren lobby right paren dots JPG.
So here's a resort at Walt Disney World called the French Quarter Port Orleans. It's a lobby. So what you want to do from here, you can do a Shift F10, or you can do simply, if you have an application key, you just tap on that.
Applications. Context menu. To navigate, press up or down arrow. Cut Control plus X.
And I'm going to use a shortcut for open with. So yes, you can use the open with command. So I'll hit H.
H. Be My Eyes. 1 of 6.
And it pops up automatically for me because I have already signed the open with for this as an option to Be My Eyes. Once you set it once, it should set from this point out. So make it thus for easy to have anything described to you that you have saved in your computer storage area. So if I do this with an enter, we'll get the same experience we did before.
Enter. Cut Control plus X. 1 of 5. T. Leaving menus. Be My Eyes. Describe my screen left paren shortcut Control plus Shift plus K right paren button. To activate, press spacebar. Be My AI tab. 1 of 2. To switch pages, press Control plus page down. Please wait. Be My AI is writing a message. Dot dot dot. Question to ask the AI edit. Type in text. The image shows an indoor area with a high, glass-paneled ceiling supported by dark green metal beams. The floor is made of reddish-brown tiles. In the center of the space, there is a decorative fountain with water flowing from it. Surrounding the fountain are benches and planters with green and purple plants. The walls are made of brick, and there are large windows and doors at the far end, allowing natural light to flood the space. There are also several hanging lantern-style lights. People are sitting on the benches and walking around. The atmosphere appears to be that of a public space, possibly a hotel lobby or a shopping arcade.
So that's a description that the Be My Eyes give. Now, for fun and giggles, folks, let's go ahead and go back to that same image in my File Explorer. Now, let's see what JAWS PictureSmart says. Let's go ahead and do that. Now, I'm going to do the same thing. I'm going to hit the application key.
Applications. Context menu. To navigate, press up or down arrow. Cut Control plus X.
Now, the only difference I have to do, because I'm on Windows 11, is that you have to go up one.
Show more options.
And be able to show more options. They kind of close things down. So if you haven't had that experience, well, you're lucky. So that's one of those downfall of Windows 11. But anyhow, let's go ahead and enter that to open.
Enter. Leaving menus. Items view multi-select list box. Walt Disney World Port Orleans French Quarters left paren lobby right paren dot JPG. 5 at 5.
And I'm going to hit P, and that will take me to the PictureSmart shortcut for JAWS.
P. Print. P. P. PictureSmart with JAWS. P.
And hit Enter.
Enter. Leaving menus. Downloads dash File Explorer. Items view multi-select list box. Walt Disney World Port Orleans French Quarters left paren lobby right paren dot JPG.
Okay, let's see what the results is.
Quest. PictureSmart results. To move to an item, press the arrow keys. PictureSmart results. The image displays an indoor atrium with a glass ceiling. It features a classic fountain at the center, surrounded by lush plants and benches with a few visitors seated. Green iron columns support the structure and ornate lamps hang from the ceiling, contributing to the elegant ambience. The flooring is glossy tile, reflecting light from the ample windows. Storefronts line the edges, suggesting a shopping or dining area within a larger venue. Blank. Link asks questions about this image.
So that's the difference. So you get a little bit different result. Now, obviously, it's personal preference of what you deem is a better description. For me, I like the Be My Eyes description better. I don't know why. It pretty much 90% of it is pretty much the same thing. It's just worded differently. I noticed that Be My Eyes kind of describe the tiles a little bit better than just being glossy. Just little things like that. The other thing I liked about it, too, is that for you to know that Be My Eyes is going to be completely free for everybody. And not only that, there's no limitations of how many times you have a photo described to you. You can ask as many questions as you want. Where PictureSmart is a little bit different and there is limitation on that. But nonetheless, it is going to be a very welcome thing because not everybody can afford JAWS and being able to use their PictureSmart. Now, I know you can get NVDA and get some add-ons, but I think a lot of those you have to have a GPT subscription to make that work. So at last, you got a free alternative option, and I think it does a better job. What I really love about this a lot, too, is that it is now using the GPT 4.0. So you always know that Be My Eyes is going to use the latest and greatest GPT engine that is available out there. So they will take advantage of all those different things. So I love that. And I just can't wait for this to be released to the public. It's just very clean, streamlined, very efficient, not much in a way of teaching people. Is their learning curve is very small. I'm able to access, see, and get things described from my File Explorer, as well as different various hotkeys that we can initiate. Really kind of cool. So I love this. And the only thing difference, yeah, I could use the JAWS keystroke by doing a insert spacebar and doing PictureSmart on a file. That you could do it that way too. There's always many different ways of doing it. But nonetheless, I hope you enjoyed this little preview and a glance of what's to be coming to Be My Eyes for Windows.